This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans still wrestling with the effects of that ice storm. The National Weather Service says that massive ice storm that battered parts of the South is coming to an end. The AP's Jennifer King.
More than 350,000 homes and businesses are reported to be without power in Texas after days of sleet, ice, and snow. The winter weather has also affected Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Thousands of flights have been grounded.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. The forecast calls for the Northeast to get Arctic cold tomorrow and dangerous wind chills through Saturday. President Biden and the Vice President Kamala Harris meet today with members of the Congressional Black Caucus to try to see if it's possible to get police reform legislation back on track after it stalled more than a year ago. Their meeting comes after the death of Tyre Nichols, who was beaten by Memphis police. At his funeral, a call for change.
Reverend Al Sharpton says you don't fight crime by becoming criminals yourself.
You don't fight gangs by becoming five armed men against an unarmed man. That ain't the police, that's punks.
Sharpton says the officers would have acted differently if there was accountability. I'm Ed Donahue.
Agreement between the U.S. and the Philippines to expand the U.S. military presence there. U.S. forces granted access to four more Philippine military camps as the U.S. watches China's activities in the disputed South China Sea area. Pope Francis is continuing his visit to Congo, urging young people to work for a peaceful future, that country racked by violence. The Fed raised its key rate by a quarter point yesterday, bringing it to the highest level in 15 years as it tries to cool inflation. It'll probably cost even more now to borrow for homes, autos, and other purchases. This is AP News. Florida's governor, Republican Ron DeSantis, wants to make it easier to send convicts to death row. The AP's Donna Warder.
Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida's GOP lawmakers have proposed legislation that would eliminate the unanimous jury requirement in capital punishment cases. The proposal comes after a divided 9-3 jury spared the life of Nicholas Cruz, who killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. DeSantis urged Republican lawmakers to introduce legislation that would require only 8 of the 12 jurors to vote for the death penalty instead of a unanimous vote. That would make Florida the only state to use that standard. Right now, Alabama allows a 10-2 decision to allow the death penalty, and Missouri and Indiana let a judge decide if the jury is divided. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.